Well, our second edition of Nature File is on the way. And today we hear from Anya Murray again about the Irish orchid.
In an orchid-filled meadow, we tend to accept the daily bustle of our busy lives without taking time to observe details of wild nature, like the shapes and textures found amidst the grass. Our sensory processing functions are such that we tend to filter out the finer features of what we see and experience, allowing us to focus on the more important things. And so I, for one, need regular escape from our concrete habitat to go where time is slower and my senses can refocus. One of the places I most often long to be is in an orchid-filled meadow in June. There are still some pockets of the country where grassy meadows abound with a colourful palette of wildflowers. Hoverflies, butterflies and bumblebees flourish amid the cornucopia of nectar. The tall, leaning seed heads of a multitude of different grasses sway in the summer breeze, and wild orchids stand out with their striking tall spikes of flowers and their architectural designs. For most, the name orchid sparks images of elaborately beautiful tropical flowers. And indeed, there are more than 7,000 different species of orchid worldwide. Many tropical orchids have evolved alongside a single species of pollinator, so the flower and the insect are wedded in an exclusive reciprocal relationship of nectar feeding and pollination. There are bee orchids in the Mediterranean whose flowers mimic the particular bee which pollinates it. The male is duped into landing on the flower, which it understandably mistakes for a female bee. While attempting to copulate with the flower, pollen attaches to its back and is carried by the bee to the next bee orchid it visits. But the bee orchid that is native to Britain and Ireland is a bit more puzzling. The flowers do indeed resemble a hairy brown bee, but bees rarely land on them. Our bee orchids rely instead on a little wind to help disperse the pollen, but not far enough to cross-pollinate. Having gone to so much trouble to look just like a bee, our bee orchids have to settle for self-pollination. Many of our native orchids have just one tall flower spike crammed with tiny, elaborately lobed and delicately patterned petals. Those in flower in June and July include the pyramidal orchid, butterfly orchid, and the frog orchid. There are 28 types of orchid native to Ireland. Some thrive in limestone grasslands, others prefer acidic, boggy fields. We even have one saprophytic orchid that has no chlorophyll at all, called the bird's nest orchid. It's a rarity, only found in ancient woodlands. Old Irish folktales tell of how one can make a powerful love potion with the tubers of the early purple orchids. If you could convince the target of your affections to drink your potion, their devotion to you will be assured. A poem from 1735 describes how a decoction of the roots of the early purple orchid, drunk with goat's milk, excites sexual desire, aids conception, and strengthens the genitals. This may have something to do with the Irish name for orchids, Magerleen, which means little testicles. These orchids have small tubers beneath the ground, which look like a little pair of testicles. In Dún Chuain and Kerry, the potion made from the early purple orchid was called Magerleen Medrach, translating as merry little testicle. Many of our orchids have a symbiotic relationship with soil fungus. The fungus nourishes the tiny orchid seeds, and later the fungus gets to feed off the carbohydrates in the root tips of the orchid. This delicate relationship, and the fact that it can take as long as 8 years from germination to flowering, means that most orchids are very sensitive to drainage, ploughing, and reseeding of fields. the orchid-filled meadows that were common across Ireland just 30 years ago have become a rare treat to explore. Whenever I get the chance, I celebrate by turning off the filters, hunkering down low to the ground, and allowing myself the time and space to really look. To experience the detail of an orchid-filled meadow is rewarding time spent.